Good morning. Thanks for listening to KYUK to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, filling in for Grady Deaton this morning, and I am joined by Janessa Esquible. Good morning, Janessa.
Hello, Anna Rose. Hi, everyone.
Janessa is a fisheries biologist working with the ONC tribe, and Janessa is here to talk about two fishing programs happening this summer. And before we launch into that, let's talk about the fish that just came up. Did you get any smelt?
I was gifted some smelts, but I haven't been able to go out. I'm just on the mend from getting sick.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I fried up some smelt last night, and they were delicious.
Yummy.
And even just biking home last night, I could smell fried smelt in the air. You could tell it was the meal of the evening. So you have two exciting programs happening. Let's talk about the first one, the King Salmon Sampling Program. What's that?
Okay, so the King Salmon Sampling Program is a project that we work with Alaska Department of Fish and Game on, and we're hoping to get local fishers to help us better understand the size and age trends and Kuskokwim king salmon returns by collecting king salmon age, sex, length information.
So what is the fisher actually collecting?
So the fisher is only collecting three scales from the king salmon, recording the length measurement of each fish and the sex of each fish.
Mm-hmm. And is there a training?
Yes. We will host trainings on Saturday, June 1st and Saturday, June 8th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The training won't take that entire time. It probably will only take 10 to 15 minutes to get the fisher trained up. If you're a returning sampler from last year, we can provide you with new sampling kits or any other sampling supplies that you may need from us. So we provide all that to you. At either of these trainings, just stop by the ONC multipurpose building or the old bowling alley. And one of the awesome incentives that we're doing again this year to get fishers to sample their fish is we are paying $5 per king salmon that they sample.
Okay, so basically fishers, when they get a king salmon, they take three of the scales and they collect those and they measure the length of the fish and then they write down if it's a male or female. That's about it?
Yeah, there's some other details that the fisher will need to record on the different data forms. Altogether, it could take maybe anywhere from 2 to 4 minutes per fish, depending on how experienced the sampler is and or if the sampler has an assistant, someone who's recording the data while they're taking the measurements and the scales and so on.
And what's that other information that they're writing down?
Like the fishing location, where you the mesh of the gear that was used, what type of net you used, you know, your name, phone number, address, all those other details.
Mm-hmm. And what is all this information used for?
This information is sent to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Aging Lab, and they take all the information in the fall and winter and age all of the scales and look for any trends in the returning king salmon that come to the Kuskokwim.
Okay, so the scales are collected to determine what age the fish is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the age. And we do have some results from 2016 and 17 that were pretty interesting. And so it helps us to gather information as to, you know, overall trends in the age and sex of the returning Cusco.
And how is that useful to know what is the age, the size, and the sex of these fish?
Because all of that really matters, especially when considering what fish are being harvested here when compared to those fish that are making it up to the spawning grounds. The mesh size restrictions in the past couple of years have been limited to 6-inch gear in hopes that we can get those larger king salmon up to the spawning grounds to spawn. The larger females have more eggs and have, you know, high reproductive potential than the smaller king salmon.
Mm-hmm. So it's looking at the trends of what kind of fish are being harvested in this area.
Yeah, and it's also important for monitoring population level trends and any patterns that can be used to better manage Kuskokwim River Chinook salmon in hopes of future sustainable, healthy salmon populations and healthy communities.
How long has this program been going on?
It's been going on at least a couple decades.
Wow. And has anyone been participating that whole time?
That I couldn't tell you. We do have some samplers that have been with us for several years. I don't have that information, though, with me at this time.
And have you been able to talk with any of those fishers about why do they keep coming back and helping with this program?
Some of them come back. They say it's a good way for them to earn extra cash to do the sampling, and they just want to contribute to Kuskokwim Fisheries Research and help us out.
Mm-hmm. You do have to supply quite a good bit of information, what kind of net you're using, the location, and your phone number, and whatnot. And so when people are supplying that information, how is that information used so people can feel okay participating?
All of that information is confidential. So we don't share any of the, the name, phone number, address. Yeah. So every sampler's information, they all remain anonymous.
Is that information so it stays with ONC?
Yeah. Stays with ONC and Alaska Department of Fish and Game. And it's important that we gather that information because this next year, like, we're in the process of recruiting previous samplers. So we do need their information. If maybe we can't get a hold of them by their phone number, maybe it's not working anymore, but we know where their fish camp is. If we're out doing surveys, we can try and recruit them out there too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a partnership between ONC, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, to determine the king salmon that are harvested in this area. What's their age? What size are they? Are they male or females? And then using that information and looking at over time what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're also this year, and last year too, the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission and the Bering Sea Fishermen Association, they had their community-based monitors do some sampling in the outlying villages. So that was last year. And then this year, we're hoping that those community-based monitors can train samplers in the community. So instead of opportunistically sampling someone's catch, they can actually train the other fishers in the community so those fishers can get paid to sample as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. And there's another fishing program that's happening this summer. And once again, this has been happening over the years as well. The fish distribution program. Tell us about that.
The fish distribution program is another partnership between ONC and ADF&G. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Bethel Test Fish Crew goes out fishing every day, and any of the king salmon that were unable to be released back into the water will receive. We also receive any other fish that were caught in the net. So, like, sometimes we'll get sheathfish. We get reds, chums, maybe silvers if we're still delivering fish late in July, but that's pretty rare. That's pretty rare. And so we distribute the fish to Bethel area elders, those that are 55 years of age or older, and then disabled individuals in town and widows. And then we've also received some help from the Fish Commission, and the local refuge here to distribute the fish.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to be an ONC tribal member to receive this fish?
No. You don't have to.
Okay, you just have to be living here in Bethel?
Yeah, and then meet those three criteria. So the 55-plus years of age, or disabled, and widow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how can you sign up for this program?
If you go to nativecouncil.org/fish, it'll take you to an online Google form that you can go through and complete. and that'll get you all signed up. You could also call 907-543-0523 and ask to speak with myself, Janessa, and I can help guide you to that form. Or if you don't have access to a computer, we can do the survey on the phone. We are currently in the process of calling prior participants of the program, just checking to see if they, you know, they're all their information is up to date, and completing the survey with those individuals. So if we've already called you, no need on filling out the form.
Okay. And will you repeat that number one more time in case someone, you know, missed it the first time?
Yeah. 907-543-0523.
Mm-hmm. And this fish distribution program has been going on for quite a while. So how many people usually sign up? Who are you distributing this to?
There's usually, it could be anywhere from 300 to 500 individuals.
Wow.
On the list.
So this is feeding a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of people on the list. We usually only distribute one king salmon to each qualified individual, and if the chums or the reds are running, we'll also give them anywhere from one, or the shefish, like anywhere from one to five of those fish. It really just depends on what we receive from Bethel Test Fish that day. But yeah, because there are so many, especially elders on the list, we try to limit it to one per household, because we only get so many king salmon, you know, throughout the season.
Mm-hmm. And explain what the Bethel Test Fish is.
The Bethel Test Fish runs in Bethel, and it's a test fishery just basically to get an idea of what's out there in the river, and what run timing is, get an idea of, yeah, to capture run timing and species ratio, you know, how many fish are there out there, or and what, more so, what type of fish are we seeing out there? Yeah.
So am I correct? It's the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. They're going out every day on a regular schedule, drifting a net for a certain amount of time, and then looking at, okay, what kind of fish are we catching, and using that to determine what's happening in the river.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, just to get basically a snippet of what's out there.
Mm-hmm. And then fish that are caught in that net end up in this fish distribution program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when does it start? When does it end?
So I think they should be going out there towards the end of the month. Aaron Tiernan is really the go-to for that project. He's with the Fish and Game.
Aaron Tiernan is the fisheries manager, mm-hmm, with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for this area.
Yeah, I was directed to contact him in regards to coordinating the Bethel Test Fish distribution this summer, and he had told me that they were going to be going out towards the end of this month, and I'm not sure how long they run the project. I think it was until late in August. But yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. You might want to follow up with Aaron on that. But we usually only coordinate with them to get the fish throughout the month of June, sometimes in early July. But once the chums start coming in pretty large numbers, it gets a little difficult to deliver that many chums to community members in town. Lots of folks just don't care to have the chums, or they might even have an allergy towards the chum. So we've had difficulties distributing those in large quantities. Mm-hmm. So we usually stop.
And usually, if I understand correctly, when ONC ends this distribution program, then the fish bin comes out. And that's that big bluish-greenish bin that's usually down by Brown Slough. And the fish is put in there. Then people are able to come and take it home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And are there any other programs that would be good to be aware of?
Yeah, there's just one other program. It's the Kuskokwim Science and Culture Camp. There are only a few more slots, I think 3 to 4 slots available. And the program is intended to introduce and engage Lower Kuskokwim School District students to careers in the natural resource realm, more specifically fisheries. We'll be doing a lot of botany work, and then we'll be spending quite a bit of time with elders at fish camp, so there's a large cultural component as well. The program dates are July 15th through July 26th. It'll be based here in Bethel, but we do have several day trips planned to go outside of Bethel to different fisheries projects, including the Gweethluck Weir and the sonar site. So that should be pretty fun. And if you're interested and want to apply, you can go to Arut Sagagumut Native Council Fisheries Facebook page and apply there, or you can find the application on our website, nativecouncil.org/natrec. You'll see it on the right-hand side in the scrolling post. You'll see Cusco Quim Science and Culture Camp 2019.
Mm-hmm. Who's eligible for this camp?
Current 8th through 12th grade Lower Kuskokwim School District students.
Mm-hmm. And how many students can participate?
We're thinking between 18 and 20 mm-hmm. at this time.
And will you repeat the dates?
Mm-hmm. July 15th through July 26th. So that's a Monday through Friday of the next week.
Mm-hmm. And is it a day camp?
It is not. The students will be staying at the Yukon dorm, which are the KLA dorms. So they'll be housed there and fed there, and the program is free of cost. So.
Mm-hmm. And is it for anyone in the region, or do you have to live in Bethel?
No, any Lower Kuskokwim School District students. Right now, we actually have a lot of applicants from the coastal communities that want to attend. So, yeah, I think there are only maybe 3 or 4 current BRHS applicants. A lot of them are from the outlying villages, which is exciting, yeah, that we're able to serve students beyond Bethel.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. Sounds like a fun summer ahead. And anything else, Janessa?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming by this morning. Thank you for telling us about the King Salmon Sampling Program, the Fish Distribution Program, and the Science and Culture Camp. These are all programs hosted in part by ONC. And it is a beautiful day this morning here in Bethel. Thank you to everyone for listening. Happy fishing coming up. Happy smelting as they continue making their way up the Kuskokwim River. And thank you for listening to Coffee at KYUK.
Thank you.